We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
407 DGS. I'm sad that in 50 minutes it'll be dark, but it's gorgeous right now.
Yeah, the light's beautiful.
Like this time of, what is your absolute favorite time of day? Favorite season? Give me the pinnacle of when the world looks prettiest.
Mine is going to be late summer.
Okay.
Probably about an hour and a half before sunset. So the sun is at a kind of a nice angle on the backyard. I like to sit out there. I love the perfect weather. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. That's my favorite light.
I couldn't agree more. I also would do the flip, like in the morning, in the summer, the sun's up at like 4:45, just that soft.
Yeah. Oh.
Just,
It's pretty great, but you know, I prefer summer to winter by a lot, but whenever there's a nice, clean, pretty snow and it's sparkling and no one's walked through it, you look out the window and it's coated everything, that's pretty great too.
It's pretty great. It's all down to you, Tone.
I'll take like mid-October before the time change. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 60 degrees outside, 65 degrees outside. That's perfect.
What's the worst?
Now.
Time is dark outside.
Yeah, when it's dark at 4:45 and it's 30 degrees outside.
My least favorite, we had a couple days like this week, is when it's so thick and gray that you can't see the sun move. And so 9 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon look exactly the same.
Yes.
There's just like a weird sense of, I just keep living the same minute over and over again.
Malaise. Weather malaise.
Yes.
I said, Dave Murray's going to have some explaining to do about this early winter. He's back next segment. He's got to tell us what's up because this is not working for me.
No, me either. I hope he has the authority to change it.
I hope so too.
Well, it's serious between Biden and Warren now. Do you see this? He's taking it up. He called her his smarty britches.
Oh boy.
He said smarty britches.
Smarty britches.
Oh, Joe, this is not helping the whole old thing.
Right?
At all.
Right after his "we don't have to win" Iowa statement.
Right. She's a rapscallion.
Biden 2020. We don't need to win Iowa.
I was in politics when she was knee-high to a grasshopper.
Oh, boy. I don't need this 72-year-old whippersnapper telling me how to run my campaign. So I thought of you last night. I was listening to my beloved Sasquatch Chronicles.
Yes.
And it was a guy that had, he saw a Bigfoot. He seemed a little squirrely, but he had,
really?
he had a good story.
Okay.
I believed it. And he was in Iraq as a soldier. And then he told the story about he was walking through the streets of Iraq and he was looking down an alleyway and he saw this Arab guy standing on the wall, just standing on the wall, horizontal, and just walking up and down.
Like Spider-Man.
Yes. And it just made me laugh and think of you because I'm like in on the Sasquatch, I'm in on the man beast, but then I'm like, the hell? People can't walk on walls.
That's an interesting place to draw the line.
I would also like to ask
That's what I always think about. It's
about you.
About flat earthers.
Yeah.
That's what I always think about. It. Like, the people that believe in ghosts and the people that believe in Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster. And then somebody would be like, yeah, you know, and that flat earth thing. Ha! Hey!
Are you nuts? You're right.
Like, well, okay. What makes that person any less nuts than that person? They're all kind of weird.
I think this is more of a tweet thing, but I would love to hear from some of our military people. The same guy who was talking the talk, he was definitely in the military. He says that when he was in Iraq, and even here in the U.S., that the government has these goggles. They're called like PVS-14s. You can buy them now. They're like $3,000 or $4,000, night vision, that when you look up at the sky, you can see like not, he said it's not stars. He said the sky is alive with like alien vehicles or our vehicles, and there's millions of them, and it looks like a big organism, but you can only see them with the government level night vision. We have to have a lot of people in our audience who've been in the desert with government night vision. I'm just wondering if anyone has ever seen anything like that.
It's kind of like the plot to They Live.
Is it? I haven't seen it in a long time.
The Roddy Piper movie where you got to put on those sunglasses to actually see all the real stuff that's happening.
How'd that work out for him?
I don't think They Live has a good... I think they all die.
That's good.
I think it's one of those movies that does not have a good...
alert.
Just like Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's
spoiler.
A bloodbath.
They all die. The Wimpy Kid...
came here to...
So they
kick
live.
Ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
They all die and they live. I should have known.
Headlines, Rach.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. You can earn points on caramel, apples, cinnamon treats, and pumpkin flavored everything this fall with the Schnucks Rewards app. Download it today.
You
2 days of caramel.
Yeah, yeah. She's committed. She's committed.
I thought the jump was back and forth.
I can remember, and then I panicked and I picked caramel. You guys remember Amy Robach from earlier in the week? I hope I'm saying her name right. Robach. She's the one who said that 3 years ago
she
had this
ABC hot mic lady.
Yes.
I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now.
So that hot mic is from an ABC interview 3 years ago, or no, back whenever all this broke in, you know, last year or earlier this year.
Yep.
The person who leaked the tape was an ABC staffer at the time. They now work for CBS, or I should say they are a former CBS staffer now, because CBS fired this person for leaking that tape. So if anyone's being held accountable in the situation, it's the person who decided to expose the fact that this news organization covered all of this up. I just think it's kind of disgusting and weird.
Yep.
And this is not really a story that you're seeing much on TV.
And they all stick together. Yeah, you're not seeing much
on
TV.
It's all on Twitter. It was a Project Veritas thing.
Project Veritas, yeah.
And I've seen it online, but you don't see it covered too much because everybody's trying to cover their butts, because I'm sure there are so many things going on that don't get coverage. And, you know, the whole excuse for this the whole time was this Epstein story didn't have legs. We couldn't run with it. They run with so much other crap that it might have been worth looking into this. I don't know. Just kind of gross. John Kennedy was at a rally for President Trump last night. He said of Nancy Pelosi, "I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb."
Wow.
I know. Thought it was kind of harsh words.
I don't mean any disrespect.
No disrespect, but you were extremely ugly, and I think you're stupid.
He was talking about the tax, like her plans, like to think that the world could work if everything's free, and
must suck to be that.
I love him because he's just a human soundbite machine.
Yes,
but he's so wet. He looks like a dumpling came to life.
Yeah.
Every time I see him, he's just so damp.
Hillary Clinton.
And sometimes he tries too hard.
By saying things like the kid that
keeps going with the joke. Yeah. He's always got to get some sort of like, that's like a cat wearing pants.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
To be fair, that is funny.
That is good. Hillary and sexy.
Hillary Clinton is praising the Twitter political ad ban, while Mitch McConnell says that it violates free speech. Hillary says Twitter made the right decision to say, look, we don't want to get into the judging game. I think that should be the decision that Facebook makes as well. Mitch McConnell says that this ban is only going to hurt fledgling speakers who are not already famous.
So obviously it must skew in the direction of conservatives, right?
I suppose so, if Hillary's all for it being taken away.
Hillary's on some show with Chelsea.
She's been on like 400 shows with Chelsea
lately. She's so running. And she said the only thing I've ever really agreed with her on, she said, Giuliani, it seems that his brain has been seized by aliens and he might be possessed by demons. Like,
I wouldn't want Hillary's endorsement if I was doing something.
Totally agree.
Yeah, I wonder who will. I guess she'll just wait till the clear front runner to give any sort of endorsement. But
Hillary?
Yeah.
She's running. I guarantee it.
I mean, I meant like on something like this, like the Twitter ban. Like if I was Twitter, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks, Hillary. Please don't. Please stop trying to help.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of into the ban too until I saw this story, and now I'm rethinking it.
You're like, well, okay, something's wrong here.
Something about my judgment is off on this.
I'm not on Twitter. Tell me what this is all about. Like what kind of things?
They're not going to run political ads on Twitter.
And before this, were they just lousy with them?
You could buy them, yeah. You could purchase them. They're just making the decision to not sell them.
Hmm.
And they're saying you can get them in other places.
That ought to solve it. That'll get the politics off the Twitter.
That'll do it.
Won't be any more political statements on Twitter.
I know this is just a rumor. I know this isn't actually going to happen. But according to the Daily Beast, Trump is allegedly in talks about doing a reality show called The Apprentice White House.
Who will succeed? Who will fail? And who will be The Apprentice?
I wish this was true because it would immediately become my favorite thing that's ever happened in the history of mankind.
Yeah, I can't disagree.
This would be a guaranteed slam dunk for everyone.
Like, they all had to come up with a policy like for North Korea, and he would pick the best policy.
Who do you think was weak on this one?
Yeah.
I think it was Mitch McConnell who wasn't doing too well on this one. Mitch, speak for yourself. I loved The Apprentice. I really loved the Celebrity Apprentice.
I've never seen it.
He fired people for no... It was literally just they would all pick on someone and be like, they're bad this week. And then he'd be like, all right, you fired. It was great. It was a great show.
I wish I had watched it.
Yeah. I never did either.
I think it's still on in some capacity. It's just there's no point to watch when Trump is not.
I don't feel like I can go backwards. You know,
yeah,
it's like,
right.
I know, I've always known Donald Trump,
right?
But now I know him as the president. I feel like it'd be especially weird to go back now and see him as reality TV star.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching a video on YouTube earlier today, and it was season two of The Apprentice in 10 minutes. And it was just a super edit of everything. And it was awesome. I'm the opposite of you. I love to go back and watch old footage of Trump because he's very funny. I really liked him on The Apprentice.
But you knew him.
I did.
It's hard, it would be impossible to go back and try to watch it without the filter of he's the president now.
So you weren't that familiar with his personality until 2015?
I mean, as familiar as I felt like I needed to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Since he was not a part of my life, I'm just like, oh, yeah, Donald Trump.
I never watched The Apprentice either, but I knew him from business dealings, lifestyles of the rich and famous, that kind of stuff.
You guys remember the New York woman who broke into the lion enclosure in the Bronx Zoo?
Yeah.
Was taunting the lion. She has now been arrested on criminal trespass charges.
That woman was Kids Bop Karen.
That would be awesome.
Full circle.
And she's joining the cast of The Apprentice White House. That would be my dream. No, I'm surprised it took so long. I was surprised when that was going around that she wasn't facing some sort of legal consequences. But yeah, criminal trespassing charges.
They should do a Dancing with the Stars with just people like Kids Bop Karen.
Just Hoosiers?
Hoosiers.
Catch me out back. Yeah.
Catch me outside.
Yeah.
How about
catch
that?
Catch me out back.
Catch me outside. Oh, you're
catch
right.
Me outside. How about that?
Catch me out back.
Well, after 2 weeks of having no idea what the hell was happening in the weather, we finally have Dave Murray back.
Oh, thanks a lot.
I don't know.
Nice changes, though, huh?
I don't know how you work this deal out. Like, you retire, so you have nothing but time, and you're like, you know what? This is friggin' hard. I'm taking a vacation.
No, come on. You get to travel a little bit in retirement, right?
I am never.
Oh, you don't know. You're not retired.
I'm never going to get to retire, so I don't know.
Sure you are.
While you've been gone, we replaced you with Taliban, so he's been forecasting, and he's not been right once. He keeps calling for 8 inches of snow. So, yeah, it's kind of fallen off the table here. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, well, it really did. When I left, we were having days, upper 80s, 90, 91, 92 degrees, and then just like that, we jumped into winter. Very similar to what happened last November. We were very cold all November long last year. In fact, it got to the point where we hit the middle of winter, and it was like, okay, enough. Because we didn't get the typically nice weather we have for much of November, and we've got an even colder shot coming as we get into next week. It's just it's a very active weather pattern. It's really cooking right now. Is it a clue for the winter? Not quite sure yet, but I'd always like to look at October and a little bit of November to try to see what patterns are trying to set up, and it may give us some clues for the winter.
So we have some stuff to do over the weekend. We're going to be in the Veterans Day Parade on Sunday. It's looking like that's going to be okay.
Yeah, the weekend looks great. Now, first thing in the morning, especially Saturday morning, it's going to be kind of cold with temperatures in the 20s. We'll probably be about 34, 35 when we wake up Sunday morning. But during the afternoon, it's going to be 50 to 59 degrees both Saturday and Sunday. Lots of sunshine, relatively light wind, though there'll be a little bit of a breeze coming up from the south. But the weekend looks good. The bottom falls out on Monday as a real sharp Arctic cold front, followed by a January-type Arctic high-pressure system drops into the middle of the nation. We're talking Monday, a high temperature of 34 and a low of 15 degrees. And that front may try to squeeze out a little bit of light snow or snow flurries around on Monday. That's very much in question right now. I don't think there's a lot of moisture to work with. But in a really dry atmosphere, it wouldn't take much to squeeze out at least some snow flurry activity. Then on Tuesday, it's dry, it's sunny. The high temperature on Tuesday, 28 degrees, and the high temperature on Wednesday, 35 degrees. Then we should start to pull out of it. Typically, when we get a monster Arctic high pressure like this, things will start to moderate and get us back to normal. But I don't think that's going to happen until the end of next week and into the following week.
Thanksgiving's late this year, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. 28th. Yeah.
Okay.
28th.
Yeah.
So we still have some time to maybe have decent weather. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. And since we've had the cold weather now, we can kind of look forward to an Indian summer. And let's hope we get something like that. But Indian summer weather would be – no, it's still called Indian summer. That would be temperatures in the 70s.
Dave Murray going down with the ship on these things.
Come on, it's a weather term. It's a weather term.
You want to hear the dumbest thing? Like, we get show prep every day.
I missed that. Yes, I've missed hearing dumb things.
Here, get ready. This was in my show prep. It's about half dumb every day. How to prep your body for cold weather. The fast way and the fast way. The fast way is spend more time in the cold and let yourself be cold. This really fast way is take cold showers.
What?
It says the U.S. Army's put a lot of study into how our bodies adapt to the cold. They found that cold showers and cold baths can really prep you for the cold weather.
Makes sense.
So all weekend,
it does make sense.
Just take cold baths and showers.
You know
and
what?
Next week won't feel so bad.
You know what doesn't make sense? Yeah. It will never make sense to me. And Dave, maybe you know the scientific reason for this. Is why hot water freezes faster than cold water.
Because the temperature drops, much like a cup of coffee when you put milk into it. There's an initial surge in the drop in temperature, and so it accelerates very quickly, and then it starts to plane off. So if you're pouring a cup of coffee and the phone rings and you want to go answer it, don't pour the milk in because it will cool the coffee off very quickly. Wait till you come back.
I hope you made all that up, because even if you did, that's pretty cool.
No, I didn't make that up at all.
I still don't know why that makes hot water freeze faster than cold water, though.
Well, it doesn't. You're going to reach the freezing point at the same temperature of 32 degrees. But what happens is that hot water will cool down faster. So you might say, okay, I'm going to put a glass of hot water outside, and the temperature is 30 degrees in a glass of cold water, is that the temperature is going to drop very quickly on that hot glass of water. So you may actually get down to that number, or at least close to it, a little faster than the colder water. But it's going to happen at the same temperature.
Right.
Throw your curveball here.
Still nuts.
Now that you're retired, I know you were always a little bit careful about your views on climate change. Can you be a little more open and honest?
I'm a cycle guy. I've always been a cycle guy. And you can't. The problem that has happened is that both sides will not listen to the either side now. And I'm more than willing to listen to the other side. In fact, I do frequently. Yes, I want to know what's going on. But some of the science has gotten out of this because it's become such a political hot potato.
I bet.
And you can't call every extreme weather event due to, you can't just say that's climate change. You can't do it because we've had extreme weather events since day one. Just an idea, this cold weather coming in next week is probably the coldest shot we've had since the early 90s. It's happened before, and it's happened before that, and it's happened before that. Now, are we doing something weird by dumping all kinds of crap into the atmosphere? Yeah, I'm sure we are. In fact, I've always kind of felt that way, that we need to take care of the earth, and we need to take care of the air we breathe and the water we drink. That's important. But it's, man, and you certainly can't say, well, we're going to fix everything on our end. And let's say there is climate change. We're not going to be able to fix it by ourselves. We're going to have India and China and Russia also take part in this, which are massive polluters of our atmosphere.
Well, there you go. Settled that. HBO.
Well, I don't know if we settled that, but.
Oh, I'm done. That's all I need. HBO is giving away gigantic cardboard boxes. Do you guys see this?
I read the headline, no. Didn't understand it, and didn't have the patience to read the story.
I will educate you.
Thank you.
So that you can stream television in peace. It's mostly for college students, but you can get a giant black cardboard box that has holes in it so you can breathe. That's important. And a shelf for your streaming device so you can sit in your black cardboard box and binge watch HBO.
Wow. So you put it over your head?
I think it's big enough for your whole body.
Like a refrigerator box size. You get inside
cool.
the box.
Okay, Rach loves it.
Sounds kind of neat. I mean,
how much?
I think it's
free.
Away.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah.
It's free.
Promotional item. Did you guys see the story at a school recently? They made the kids who were taking tests put boxes over their heads as like blinders and anti-cheating devices.
So they couldn't cheat?
Yeah. Wow. So someone posted a photo and then the school got in trouble.
I'd still be in high school if those things existed.
You know, he
kind of like that idea.
He may be mad at me for telling this story, but I don't care. I support him. When Nick was in third grade, he won like a math contest.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom and I were like, oh my God, he's going to be a genius. And what happened was he finally broke like a month ago. And he goes, dude, I thought I had told you this, but on that day, an Indian kid came to visit the school and they assigned me to show him around. And he sat next to me during this test, and he just gave me all the answers.
Nice.
He's like, I was terrible in math. He said, didn't you suspect it? Like all the C minuses I got on math quizzes, then I get the math award?
That's great.
What did you say? What had you thought all that time?
I thought he was like, just misusing his life.
Yeah, he wasn't focusing enough.
So yeah, he should have been a physics professor.
Oh, that's so
Turns funny. Out an Indian kid came in third grade, copied off him.
That's Native American, by the way.
Oh, no, I'm talking the other kind of Indian. I'm fine. Oh, okay. I'm not like you, Dave. Speaking of streaming services, get this. How much, maybe you guys saw this, how much do you think Netflix is losing a year because of password sharing?
Yeah, I can't.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it, so I can't answer.
It's got to be in the billions.
Really?
It is.
Don't Rachel me.
It's got to be in the 30 billion. No, I'm going to guess 3 billion. 3 billion.
You Racheled me. It's 1.6 billion.
That's not too bad.
That's a lot.
That is a ton
That's
of money.
That's only a couple billion
That's,
off.
That is a ton of money.
Holy Toledo.
It's like, what is it a month? Brett, what does it break down to a month? It's in the story.
Oh, is
so
it?
I know you have it. Yep.
You're making me work, Tony.
Sorry. It's right there. It's one of the top lines. I read the story. It's in the same line that says it's in the same line that talks about how much they lost in annually. It breaks it down by the month. I swear to God, maybe you and I read different stories.
Yeah, no, I don't got it.
I mean, we could just divide.
It's there, I swear you.
It gone.
Well, anyway, it was a lot. I guess
it was a lot.
I guess just divide 100. Like 1.6 billion.
Yeah, 1.6 million divided billion divided by 12.
Right.
I'm panicking.
That's too hard.
I'm like Nick with the Indian kid. I'm like, there's no solving
right.
this
Rick
equation.
Call Nick, he'll have that answer right away.
It's the first line of the story. $135 million a month.
Not my story. Oh, I had the second page of it.
Oh, brother. Welcome back, Dave.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, few minutes shy of 5 p.m. If you ever listen to a think tank, listen to the one today. Larry Kirshner, who owns The Darkness and Creepy World and the Limp Brewery, Haunted Houses. I didn't know this about him, but he's just a big political wonk and just loves debating it. And he's going to be on for his first time with Gabe Pfeiffer, who is just like the perfect, most reasonable, even-keeled guy. And Andrew. Doesn't need a definition.
Mm-mm.
Just Andrew. So there you go.
That's going to be good.
That's a recipe.
God, that's going to be good.
That is a recipe.
I can't... You go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I have a story that has to do with traffic.
Ooh.
Got one of our attention.
What have we got?
Do you see that they announced today that they're going to rebuild 8 miles of...
Highway 270?
Northbound 270, yeah. Or 270 in North County, which is up by where I live, which is a disaster.
What's bad about it?
Go ahead, Tony.
It's just every day, it's horrible. It's backed up. There's something wrong with that area. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just simply volume, if there's that much volume there, or if there's something actually like wrong with the way that the highway turns that causes people to slow down or exits or something. I don't know. Maybe you know, Sue, what the problem is, but I know there's a problem. And it's every day, right? I mean, don't you do...
No, it is. It's every day. And their plan is to add a lane. So it is volume, right? Okay. You're going to add a lane in both directions.
Is it because a lot of people are going across the bridge? Because that's right up there by the border, by the Chain of Rocks Bridge.
It is. And you know, those bridges are two lanes. And that's a real issue if there's an accident, and there always is
two lanes and no shoulder.
Yeah.
Like two lanes.
There's nowhere for anybody to go.
Two lanes and the water. Yeah. Like, that's it. There's no shoulder whatsoever. So if somebody breaks down or whatever, they're just in a lane.
That starts in spring. Not going to be a lot of fun until it's done. But when it's done, yay.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
You should be a spokesperson.
Yay. That's you think that did it?
Just all of it. Rhyming things. Maybe a rapper.
You know what, though?
It's not going to be fun.
270 on the other side, down south, like by Manchester, by the hospitals and everything. That's all terrible every day, too.
Yeah, and that's the improved version.
Oh.
They added a lane down there and all kinds of stuff. It's really busy down there, too. So, you know, I can't be anti.
I hate to be this guy, but back when 40.
I was just going to go there.
Yeah.
I drive 40 pretty much every day.
I don't know what they did to it.
Nothing changed.
It was closed for a year, and then they opened it up. Signs were different.
They put names on bridges.
No.
Very pretty name. Well, very pretty signs on bridges.
The most complained about thing about the 6440 thing is the intersection with 170. That's been totally redone.
Yeah.
And
it's still a mess.
A lot of people don't like it. And they've added roundabouts at some areas, but that one at the Innerbelt is just...
You know, I thought for sure that they would fix right there...
these guys are into it.
Is that Skanker?
Yeah,
Clayton
Skanker?
Where it turns real hard, where 40 turns...
You talking about Big Amoco sign?
The Big Amoco
yes.
sign? I thought, well, they'll probably at least straighten that out a bit because there's all kinds of traffic there.
No, they can't do
that. It's exactly the same.
Yeah, they can't. They
it's exactly the same. They didn't do anything.
It was the big intersection at the Innerbelt and Hanley that they did, and a lot of people are not fans of that.
Why don't they just shut it down for a year and did nothing? What if they were just all out there playing softball?
That's what they did.
They did stuff, and they put up walls on the other half of it, but yeah. It's,
sound walls. Rachel, you want to do that story you just saw?
She's trying to find a lane to get in.
I don't want to break up the fun.
No, I want to do it too. So
the emotional support horses are now making their way onto trains.
I saw it.
Seeing
Seriously.
A pic right now of a pony named Bart who was on a train in the Bay Area in
on
San
the Bart
Francisco.
System.
Oh, I thought the pony's name was Bart. I'm fake news over here.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I liked it though.
They should name it Bart.
Yeah. It could be named Bart.
It's very
you know
catchy.
What? You might be able to get away with that on the trains in the Bay Area and on airplanes, but I wonder if when people start trying to bring horses on New York subways,
oh yeah,
how the people on the subways are
no,
going to react.
Right now.
Because I don't think the PC police rule the New York subways.
Not at all. Right now you can bring a dog on the subway if it fits in a bag. So people get these giant bags and have like their German Shepherd get on it, and they carry the bag, and they're technically skirting around the rules, but you can't fit any mini pony in a bag and carry it around.
Let me tell you this. Here's
cue
the test.
Cue the pony lovers tweeting me like, yes, you can.
Here's the
pony.
Real test.
Even if it's named Bart.
Put a damn diaper on it.
If you bring a miniature horse on Metrolink, it better be able to shoot a gun.
Right?
Seriously, it better be able to defend itself.
Yeah, it better know karate.
It doesn't need to be a... Yeah, it doesn't need to be a comfort animal. It needs to be a personal defense animal.
And it does. Certainly doesn't need a ticket. We don't need that.
It's got a little bulletproof vest on.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that pony is strapped. Let's get on the Metrolink.
That miniature horse, maybe their owner was just real small, but it looked big.
It's a pretty big pony.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even...
I'm sure there's a statute for how big a miniature horse needs to be.
You know how tall statutorily?
So here's some, I mean, I know you come to the DGS for the breaking political news. Michael Bloomberg is expecting to file for the presidential primaries, so that's going to shake everything up. But here's the thing.
Is it?
It's going to shake it up like a wee bit, but just enough. I think, I hate Hillary Clinton, but I think she's handling this masterfully because she's getting out there. She's flirting. She's being coquettish about it. She's letting all of the other idiots be idiots. And just we're all going to get sick of them. And then Bloomberg's going to come in. People will be like, oh, I'm excited. No, I'm not. And then she's going to come in at just the right time. And I think she's going to steal it.
It's the first time anyone has ever called Hillary Clinton coquettish.
Or flirty.
For sure.
Yeah, she's the least flirty human on the planet Earth.
Dave, you could be onto something because Bloomberg was always one of those names floated around with hers.
Right.
There was some source saying that both of them were thinking about doing it.
What if they're doing it together? What if it's some sort of a like, hey, you get in first.
Yeah, see what the reception's like.
See what it's like.
Any concern on her end of losing, her reputation if she loses again? I mean,
no, and here's
why. She will be the Washington Generals of American politics.
You know how mad I am about bouncing my first pitch?
Yeah.
At the Cardinal game?
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to do it next year. And if I throw a perfect strike, great.
Yeah.
I've redeemed myself. If I bounce it again, who cares?
Oh,
I bounced it twice.
No, you're going to care.
But you don't think she's going to care?
Oh, I think she'll care.
Like,
but I think it's worth it to her.
Still right now, even now. Even
you can't
now.
Just flirt all day.
You can't keep getting by on her looks.
You can't
okay?
just be hot 24/7.
Even now, she could say, you know, First Lady, United States
Senator.
You
said that like Jerry Lewis.
Secretary of State.
First Lady.
All of the things that she's.
In the White House.
If she runs for president again and loses again. Nobody's. That's all anybody is ever going to remember her for.
That's all I remember her now, though.
Yeah, I remember her now as just being a whiny baby about losing. So if she could run again and then not make it everyone else's problem if she loses, she might earn some respect back.
Think Tank, coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.